Oh, my.
You know, well, they're here on a good night. Over the last 5 years, my next guest has proven he is one of the very best writers and performers in popular music. He has just released his new album, his eighth, I believe, Imperial Bedroom. Thank you. I'll get it. There it is. And he is currently on his American tour with the album. Please welcome Mr. Elvis Costello.
In her eyes, say you wouldn't kid about it. She's telling all of those lies, just what she never told before, but I doubt it. So give it his tongue and tried hard to capture his breath when she said, I waited all my life for just a little death. Say you wouldn't care about it. Say you wouldn't care about it. Say you wouldn't care about it. Takes himself so seriously. She makes some movements mysteriously, slow, fast, or furiously. It's a big responsibility, face full of mixed ability, big dreams of elegance, singing the leaving of. I want to be a kid again about it. Give me back my sadness, I couldn't hide it, even if I tried, girl. We fight so frail, making love tooth and nail. You give me the kiss of my life, I might even live to tell the tale. Say you wouldn't care about it. Say you wouldn't care about it. Say you wouldn't care about it. Say you wouldn't care about it.
Indeed. Is this your eighth album?
It's our eighth album over here. Yeah, we've released one more album over here. We're still plugging away at the volume of records.
But you also do a lot of different things, don't you?
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, we've made three pop records, a country record, a soul record, and three that you can call anything you like.
Now,
so long as it's good.
What would be the reason for that? A lot of people tend to want to try and stay in one area, but
no, I think that's boring. I would much rather experiment with different types of music, and people, there are always going to be detractors that say you can't play that because you're English and you can't play country music, or you can't play this because, you know, always find a reason for you not being able to do it. but we do it with all our hearts, so that's all that counts, yeah. As I'm concerned.
You did, tell me about making the country album. Was that an enjoyable experience, interesting, strange?
It was strange from time to time, to say the least. Being in Nashville, Tennessee is very odd for a bunch of chaps from West London. And, you know, we got on with the recording, and we did have one occasion where the engineer and the producer got their guns out and started examining them. Oh, you see my gun here? My gun, look at this. It's got a lovely action. That is a little bit unnerving. I suppose it's just part of life then. You know,
we're going to pause here, but we will return to continue this discussion with Mr. Costello right after this. Welcome back to the show, Elvis Costello. We were talking about you did the Nashville album, and but you don't get a lot of airplay, do you?
No, this is what we're fighting against all the time. It's uphill all the way with us. If anybody, there's a lot of people out there today, I'm sure, have never even heard of us, let alone heard our records. It's close to impossible. I don't know why. We've given them enough variation of material, we can't complain. I think in some ways that confuses people over here, that, you know, they like the same old thing over and over again for years and years until you go to sleep.
Yeah. How does that happen that you can have a successful career without being on the radio a lot?
It's a miracle, isn't it?
Now, when you travel around to different cities on your tour, you must meet the local radio people.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I mean, I think if I've met all the people that say, we were the first people to play your records in this town, and, you know, we've been playing your records since the start, then you would hear nothing but our records 24 hours a day, you know. But I'm sure that quite a lot of them are sincere in that, you know, and we hope to eventually... We're going to keep on coming back. You might as well give in now, because we've been doing it for 5 years. Same thing goes for the people that buy the records as well.
you'd also like to have... Now, you have written songs for other people, but you'd like to have... I know you mentioned Frank Sinatra. You would like to have him record a song of yours.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any songwriter that would say that they wouldn't want Frank Sinatra to record one of their songs. There's a song called Almost Blue on my new album, which I'd love to hear him sing. And I still think he's got a marvelous voice, and I'm not one of those people that subscribe to saying that he no longer can sing. It's just presence. I saw him last 2 years ago, and he was brilliant.
When you write a song, and say it's maybe a song for the new album, do you think to yourself, yep, this is it, this is the way I'm going to spend the next few years?
No, it's usually this is the way I'm going to spend however long it takes to get that track down, and then we start on something else.
Yeah.
The band are really versatile, you know, and we enjoy experimenting with different things. It's not like there's any great innovation. We're not saying this is new music or something.
Yeah.
We like to use lots of things that have been used before and change them around to our way of thinking.
What were you like in high school?
Just about sound a bit shorter.
A little shorter? Now, in my high school, there were the kids but there was the kids in the honor society, and then there were the kids in the shop class. Where would you have fit in there?
Oh, I don't know. That's a bit confusing. I don't understand the American education system. We have a long discussion about it.
Okay, let's move on to something else. How was Japan? You went to Japan?
It was very odd. It was, there's a big language problem. We don't speak any Japanese. And
that happened in my high school.
Yeah. Mine too. And I'd like to go back there again, maybe, and take it in a bit more. The last time we went there, I think we were practicing being obnoxious before we came here.
You were practicing?
I don't think we really took advantage of the visit. You know?
You were practicing to be obnoxious for when you got to the United States?
Yeah, we studied in Canada, and then we took it on to Japan, and then we got the show really on the road in Australia, and then arrived here.
Now, in Japan, you also, in addition to performing, you had to do a lot of your own publicity work?
Oh, yeah. We drove down, we hired a truck, we decided that it was about time we caused a bit of a stir. The worst we could do was get deported. And we hired a truck and drove down the Ginza, which is like, I suppose, Fifth Avenue, blaring away, frisbeeing records off the back of this truck, and people didn't want to take them from us. We were forcing them on these people. And they ended up arresting the driver of the truck for overloading the truck. They wouldn't even arrest us. We were going, take us away, you know, handcuff me, you know, flog me, you know,
so. I know you're going to do another song, which is from the current album.
Yeah, it's our new single, actually. Isn't that good?
That's, yeah, it's terrific.
That'll please people.
Do I have just a second here? Or I wanted to ask you about your name. You must be tired of people asking you about the name.
Yeah,
okay. we could talk about high school then.
Have you got any other more
anything else on there you want?
He's hardly got any questions. You know, that's not a very good guess, is it? Really?
Okay, you don't want to talk about your name? We've covered this. Oh, this might be good. Want to do that?
Maybe we could talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to cover question number 8 right after this. And we're going to pause now for intermission. We'll return with Elvis Costello. Mr. Paul Schaefer, ladies and gentlemen. Harry Shearer will be joining us also. Sidney Miller, the doorman of the year, will be a little later. You can stay for that if you want, Elvis.
Right.
And, of course, Elvis Costello is here. You've just begun your tour of this country now.
Well, no, we're nearing the end of it.
Nearing the end of it.
All round. Pretty clued up.
Where did you start?
We started on the West Coast.
Oh, see, I thought maybe you started on the East Coast.
No. We're now here. On
yeah.
I've always expected Batman to come in through there. You know? Never thought about that. No, we've had a really good time. It's been great crowds everywhere and lots of people. Mm-hmm. And we met the Holland Brothers as well when we were in Los Angeles. Who Hollandozer in Holland wrote all those Motown things. Mm-hmm. They came in the dressing room, and I can say to them now that I didn't ever say how great they were to them because I was so shocked that they were there. You know, so that was a big thrill. And we've had a really good. It's been a really good tour.
Yeah,
had a couple of funny nights.
What kind of a funny night? What constitutes a funny night for you guys?
Well, just sometimes where people come along with expectations of maybe hearing what we were playing 3-4 years ago, mm-hmm. and only doing that, and we play a long varied show now, and we try to you know, do what pleases us, and hopefully that pleases everybody else, mm-hmm. as well. But we've got a lot of material to choose from, and if we played every song we knew, we'd probably be on stage for about 3 days.
When you're planning a tour of this country and you look down the itinerary and you see a city, does it trigger off really great memories like
fear?
Oh, great.
Fear comes into mind when I see St. Louis.
Oh,
yeah. Great hotels in St. Louis. Uh-huh. Terrific.
But enough. Why fear? This, I think I know. This had something to do with a radio station in St. Louis.
Oh no, nothing to do with that. No, there's just some places here. It's one of the few radio stations that play rock, isn't it?
Oh, I hope I haven't queered that deal for it. Jeez.
There's just some places where you maybe have a bad memory of it, and the next time you go back, it's completely different because it's based on, you know, you had a bad gig there because you had a headache or something, uh-huh. or something stupid like that. The next time you go back there, you've got a great audience in it, and some places have been real pleasant surprises we've never been to before, like Des Moines, Iowa, we've never been to, and that, everybody makes jokes about it, and it's a great place. Yeah. People were screaming we couldn't start the numbers because I couldn't count them in, because we couldn't hear for the applause.
Terrific. We're very, very happy and excited that you're here tonight, and you're going to do another song, which is
Man Out of Time,
released the single from this album, Imperial Bedroom.
Right.
Terrific. And if you want to go over there with the attractions, I'll just fumfer while you walk.
Okay.
Elvis Costello and the attractions from his new album, Man Out of Time.
Came to hide when I ran from you in a private detective overcoat, dirty dead man's shoes, the pretty things of night's breach, lying for a minister of state. I'm a far cry from the northern wind, near a traitor's gate. Cause the highly used to use me down there, and he listens to the footsteps that would follow you around. To murder my love is a crime, but but a hip and a millionaire looking for a father one. biggest wheels of industry. Retire sharp and short in the after dinner overtures are nothing but an afterthought. Somebody's creeping in the kitchen. There's a reputation to be made. Whose nerves are always on a knife's edge? Who's out late polishing the blade? Love is always sparkling.
That's filled with people all alone.
sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see your sister, got somebody new.
Thank you. Woohoo! That's all. Thank you. I feel like a part of the problem. I can't believe all you've forgotten. Sleeping with forgiveness in your heart for me. Sam Garsley out there, Mossy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.